Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Welcome back, Jason and John, on Eternity FM ESPN on draft night, draft day. Remember that that movie with Kevin Costner? That was called Draft Day
it,
or something.
Was it the Browns?
It was.
Okay.
It was.
They used a real team.
Yeah.
Had a woman owner?
Yep.
Okay.
Draft Day.
I kind of saw it, but I don't.
2014 film. Okay. You go watch it today. Jennifer Garner, Chadwick Boseman, RIP. He played Vontae Mack.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, I need to go back to watch his performance in it.
That's right.
No, I didn't even remember that.
Yep. He was in it.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace for sure. This is the role that got him Black Panther. Vontae Mack.
Don't have Brad believe in that. He just said, oh.
I'm just listening to the radio show.
No, I'm just saying. But I can tell you believe.
I bought it. And I'm hook line. You know,
look, he'll do that. He'll mislead.
And he just sells the hell out of it.
He sold it.
You
bought it.
I like to lie.
And I said, don't do that to Brad.
I don't want to
so
say
gullible.
Lie. I like to fib. I like to do that.
You've got the Ron Olson gene over here.
There's no doubt. There is no doubt that I have a now Ron will not clean it up. Ron will allow the entire day to pass.
He has of late because he has to now.
From legal.
Karen will be like,
but
look.
You know, in 1980s, this man was saying the Beatles were at Mid-South Coliseum today taking pictures. He'd have everybody going out to the, you know.
Bon Jovi's at the zoo signing autographs.
Yeah, I mean, that's the cut of his jib, right?
Yeah, that was old school right there.
But now he'll get sued. he don't play like that no more.
Is it a football movie though?
I think it's a football movie. Yeah, this is not a basketball. This is not. It would not be a bad.
I'm saying, does it qualify like a Jerry Maguire and a?
Oh, there you go. I don't know.
And
probably
a,
not.
You know, the other football movies. Would you put it up there with?
No, because it's not like a. It's like
not,
a draft.
It's not one I remember.
Yeah,
you know
no.
Like, your Al Pacino one that you're always quoting from. What's that?
Any Given Sunday.
Any Given Sunday is a football movie.
It certainly is.
So we don't consider Draft Day. I think is a movie. We don't.
Yeah.
It's not the same. Okay.
No.
All right, I think that's probably right, because I barely remembered the thing.
Do people want a basketball draft movie? It feels like there's an opportunity for that, and, like, I don't know. Like, you were asking me yesterday. I just kind of found it interesting. You were like, let's get a betting guy on the draft, and, like, there isn't one. Like, if we could go get an Adam Chernoff on NFL draft betting, and he'd be great on it, and he'd have thoughts about 20 different people. But it's like it doesn't exist as much for basketball, and I'm just wondering if there's any reason
for it. I
thought
the whole Banchero thing messed that up.
Well,
Banchero or was that a couple of years ago?
Well,
I thought
Shams,
people were betting on
Shams
that.
Shams was trying to say that Brandon Miller wasn't going number two. Like, there was a lot of controversy about that.
And so that didn't affect how we're not doing it as much anymore?
There's not as much juice. Okay. I don't know how to explain it. You know, maybe it's because the NFL is such a big thing. Anything it does will be covered and paid attention to. But I don't know, man. I'd like to do a movie on, you know, somebody getting drafted. Jeremiah Fears to the top, in the top six, preferably. I'll make a movie on that.
Of course you would.
With Jeff Goodman. That's what the bet. That's the big bet today.
Yeah, you'll get it.
I hope so. I hope he's feeling nervous. I hope he can feel the Benjamins leaving his pant pocket.
Mm-hmm. I think all of Memphis wants that for you, wants Jeff's money.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. But we'll see. Draft coverage starts at 6:30 here on 92.9 with the draft. At 7, but every day around this time we do the rundown. Let's go. All right, man. We've had a couple of busy days leading up to the NBA draft, and yesterday was no exception. We had a Another Boston trade. They got Anthony Simons from Portland, and now they have shipped out Kristaps Porzingis and a second-round pick to the Atlanta Hawks. So they get off of Porzingis' contract and whatever various ailment he's dealing with, yet to be diagnosed, I think. And they get back George Niang, who I expect they'll just dump or whatever. I'm assuming that's an expiring contract. And a second rounder back. So they got off a contract and somehow got picks back. See, this is
what they do.
We talked about this yesterday, right? Levels to front officing. They get off bad contracts and they get picks back.
Well, I mean, tell me the ones that have done it. I know he didn't get the title, but Stevens, as high level a coach as we thought he was, then goes to the front office and excels. How many have done that? How many have excelled at both?
I really don't think there are many.
Again, Stevens doesn't have the title. Right. He did not win a title. They were knocking on the door.
I mean, he was the great coach and Butler.
Helped put it together.
He was a better college coach probably than NBA.
I guess Ime did more in terms of putting them together than maybe Brad did.
Brad had some weird teams. Still, Brad had like Kyrie and like that before Kyrie was.
Yeah, I guess I'm putting him on too high a pedestal as a coach.
He was a decent coach.
Good coach.
Yeah, he wasn't bad.
Taylor Jenkins?
I mean, I think they're probably.
He won more than one playoff series? Probably.
I don't really remember a lot about the Brad Stevens coaching
Like you
era.
Said, some of it was, I guess, a little bit weird because he had Kyrie on some of those teams that didn't work when Kyrie was trying to be the leader of the young pups.
Yeah, so, okay, this is what he did. He lost in the conference finals three times.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's better than Taylor Jenkins.
And lost in the semifinals once.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's done.
Right.
He could be coaching the Knicks if he wanted to.
In 2017-18, he won 55 games.
Yeah.
In 2016-17, he won 53 games.
I mean, he was good.
He was a good coach.
Good NBA coach.
Great
front office man.
Who said, you know what, I'd rather do that than be a coach.
Maybe better at it than Ainge was for him, and Ainge was great.
And now
– Ainge got him Tatum.
Yeah, and you know, since he's gotten the job there, you know, obviously he won the Executive of the Year for 23-24. They won the title, you know, that year. That'll help.
Well, now he's making deals where he's getting off salary and getting picks in to do it, whereas everybody else has usually got to send the picks out.
Make no mistake.
Pretty slick.
Trading away Marcus Smart to the Grizzlies acquiring Porzingis as a part of that and then winning a championship.
Winning the title. Yeah.
Big part of that.
That's pretty elite.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boston's now below the second luxury tax apron. Bobby Marks over at ESPN could have a path to getting out of the luxury tax entirely this season. Wendy said it, you can't rule out them trading Jaylen Brown, although he said he would doubt they do.
Right.
But Derek White's still up.
Right. So, you know, the interesting part of this is the Celtics are basically tanking next year. They're like, we'll see what it is. We don't expect much. We're just keeping ourselves. We're going to be completely ready by 26-27 to make some big moves. Right. And also the apron, like you said, you got to get away from the apron. Yeah. But they're doing that, and they're going to have flexibility, like beyond belief. You got the title out of it, right? You got the championship. You got Tatum on the Achilles. Like, just stay ready. Maximize whatever you can with Brown and Derek White. And maybe they trade Derek White. We'll see. I really don't know what
they trade Jaylen Brown.
They could.
Wendy pointed out they're taking calls on him
right now. That's right.
Just so to make sure there's nothing that, you know, too sweet that we just can't turn this down.
Yep.
Other teams wanting to come and get him.
Yep.
And in doing so, yeah, the deal would have to be sweet. It'd have to include picks and young players and all that they like. But they're that confident in rebuilding around Tatum, Wendy is saying, with the right deal, that they're taking calls. I can't believe it, because I think telling Jaylen Brown, go lead you next year, you know, in a roster that's not nearly as deep, not as strong, but the expectations aren't nearly as high. He averaged 22 points on a team's got Jason Tatum. Go out there and tell him average 30. Go earn your $305 million. Go try to win an MVP.
Yep.
And get us, you know, where you can until we'll see what Jason Tatum is in the season. I just don't think that's a bad plan.
Agreed.
That way, too, he's earning his money.
No doubt about it.
You know, and so see what you've got in terms of once you're, see what Jaylen Brown looks like after that season.
That's right. Now, are you worried?
You always move him at the deadline.
Are you worried at all about your
bet?
You have a bet on Jaylen Brown to win MVP.
No, because in the end, even though the smart people like Wendy are not ruling out a Jaylen Brown trade. They're betting. I mean, he's not a betting man. He tells you the likelihood is he stays. If he stays, I'm there. I'm getting all the shots. I feel good about my chances of MVP.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, of getting one. I mean, again, I'm not the favorite.
No,
I'm a nice long shot. I like the value.
That's right. Hey, it's like you're.
You saw it. You looked at them numbers when you're playing with Jason Tatum. How come they can't go up to 27, 28 without it? Might be inefficient.
It's like when you go to the zoo, you flip the quarter into the fountain, man. You make a wish. That's what you've done.
We're going to have to get top four seed.
That's what you've done. I mean, it could happen.
To do it.
But if you keep Derek White, I mean, you got to keep some of that roster. Like,
I mean, SGA really needs to miss some games, too.
Right. Jokic.
Who else
would be on that? Luka.
Ant.
Yep.
I mean, there's a lot of guys ahead of me.
No, there are. There are.
But we didn't do this to try to pick the favor. We did it because go out on a limb here.
Belief.
Yeah. And belief we were supposed to do $2 and you made it 25 cents.
Well, I think you're going to thank me for that. You know, in February. Like, man,
you'll be thanking me that you only did the 20.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, it was your money.
Thanks for accepting that offer there.
Yeah.
But it's, again, the Celtics continue to maneuver people and finesse people, and everybody's just happy to do a deal with them. And then I was like, what is Atlanta doing? Right? Like, what is the plan there?
This is it.
Because you're going to sit here and say, all right, we can bring in Porzingis, and we're going to pair him with Trae Young And what? And do what?
Make their move in the East with all these teams injured.
See, like, Atlanta feels like they are just spinning out, bro. You know? Like, they're just spinning out and they're spinning their wheels. I just don't really understand the plan
there. You don't like Jalen Johnson?
I mean, I guess, bro. But it feels like that's a listless franchise, bro.
Well, they are that.
Like, they walk around like three blind mice. Porzingis and Trae Young, bro. What is that about to be?
We still don't know what the illness is, but they're banking on him. But again, Bobby, assuming he's over the illness.
You got to get him tested. You got to run some real tests.
Ain't no question about it. Is it
know your status.
Hep C? Is it Hep Z?
We don't joke about
something
it.
A strain we've never seen?
He may have the magic. I'm just saying. He may.
It's recurring. Because he tried to come back and it didn't work.
He had some of the symptoms. You know, he had the fatigue.
Ricochet might not want to get it.
Need to check and see if he's got any lesions anywhere.
Make sure it's not contagious.
Yeah, like, check on the – that's the good news. He's going to get a physical. And hopefully –
You're right. I mean, it's a listless franchise that's banking on a dude that was so sick Zingas, he couldn't even play at the
end
of the
year. And then before that, he didn't even play in the playoffs when they won the title, bro. Like, they did it without him.
Oh, wait. He helped.
I mean, a little bit. But it wasn't like they kind of were used to it, you know, in the finals without him because he had – I don't remember if it was like a knee or a hamstring or something, bro. They were like, we're going to do this with or without your ass, bro.
They're focusing on the career best 41.2% from three.
That's
shot
what
I'd
focus on, too.
19 points.
I'd focus on that,
when
too.
When healthy.
But, yeah, like, bro, this is like – it'd be like if the Grizzlies traded for Kristaps Porzingis, we would be rioting at City Hall. Like, oh, my God, another big with injury issues who possibly has HIV. I mean, that's, you know, that is, that we would, you know, so that's what Atlanta is doing. What are the, you know, and they're just doomed.
It's $30 million. It's an expiring. So if they don't like it, they can let it walk and they've got money.
Now, I did talk to some people in Atlanta, like, well, let's see what they do with, they have like a $20 million trade exception.
Uh-huh.
All right. Big whoop. Like, let's see what you do. But man, that franchise, man.
They slot in nicely along Jalen Johnson, Okongwu, and Richisha.
Oh, they got Ricochet. I forgot. Yeah, I mean, he wasn't even rookie of the damn year. Like, number one overall pick. Like, it don't look great to me there. But you're right. They possibly got the most boring, average number one pick in the history of the league in Ricochet.
That's probably the sixth seed next year.
I mean, somebody's got to be the sixth seed.
Yeah.
Why not the Atlanta Hawks? I guess you could say the same thing about the Grizzlies.
They got my boy Daniel still playing that defense, getting them three steals a game.
I think they do.
It's a weird looking.
But like, you know, I'm just, you know, it's just a random. It's like the Tigers next year. Like, it's a random collection of players, man.
We got chemistry
in Atlanta or here.
Memphis Tigers.
They showed up early.
City's team chemistry.
They reported early.
We got here early. That's two straight years early.
And Petty said he's got something for y'all.
When you put them on the camps, it just comes together.
That's where championships are made.
That's right.
At the Penny Camp. But Boston just gives itself more flexibility yesterday. They're taking calls on Derek White. They're taking calls on Jaylen Brown. Let's see who the next NBA franchise is that feels honored to be able to even take a call from them in the trade market.
Kyrie got that money right after Stephen A. Smith was saying, and I heard it, he was telling Dallas, y'all better pay this man, then he's already earned it. And maybe Dallas wasn't waiting. Maybe that was just a matter of logistics and getting it all done. But Shams has reported that Kyrie Irving intends to sign a three-year, $119 million contract extension with the franchise. He's declining his $43 million player option, intends to sign a three-year, $119 million contract with the franchise, according to sources. Got this news, obviously, yesterday. And it's, you know, it's going to be a while before he is back, but you certainly got to like, you know, what they've got when he is. Again, in the meantime, you're going to have to find somebody that's going to be able to handle ball handling duties. Remember Kyrie coming off of a season-ending injury last year, and he'll be gone a significant portion of the season. But they lucked up and got the one pick, man, after losing the Grizzlies in the play-in. Come mm-hmm. on. Yeah, things couldn't have gone any better for Nico after, you know, you become the clown of the league, essentially, in terms of the way they were talking about you after the Luka Doncic trade. What you got back, you can't even call it a haul in terms of return. There wasn't much of a future. It was all about right now. And in getting the number one pick, jumping up, you get a little bit to help you, not just a little bit, maybe a lot to help you right now in Cooper Flagg, but more importantly, the future. There's the guy that you can build around going forward and your plan post-Kyrie AD. How much luckier could you get? But Kyrie's all the way in, and here's the deal. I knew this would happen again. There's going to be a time again where we agree with Stephen A. Smith, and here it is. Kyrie Irving had earned this in terms of what he had done, what he's become in terms of leadership, a guy you can depend on. Jaren Jackson was once a guy, and it's a much different story, but I'm just saying using it, and it was a different deal that this his was physical. But he had to prove, it's part of the reason why he's on the contract that he's on right now, he had to prove that he could get over this injury issue that he had, this durability issue he had early in his career. He grew through that. Now he's one of the most dependable guys in the league. Kyrie Irving was once a poor leader. In days in Boston when he talked Absolutely. About him being unable to lead these young pups. He didn't know how to do it. And he is a guy who has evolved. There is no question about it. And I just think that evolution certainly deserving of this contract. He's got, you know, a lot more good basketball in him because we were seeing some darn good basketball from him even after they dealt Luka. I didn't think he was a guy that would be able to handle the upped usage rate and everything else. Being all of a sudden the guy for a team where he's traded for, well, he could half it with Luka, and he would take less than that. But boy, did he. I guess you could argue that the usage did come back and get him in a way where he ends up getting injured, and you wonder how much that injury is going to affect him in terms of his age, getting a little long in the tooth now. What is he, mid? What is Kyrie? Is he mid? Is he 33?
Yeah, he's like 35, yeah.
Is he up to 35? Is 30, he, is 35. He?
He's up there because he came out in 2010. So
33.
Okay, 33. Yeah.
Just and did it in March. So yeah. It's a little bit. He's a little bit younger than yeah. Drew yeah, Holiday. Yeah. Who's, yeah. And that's why I have no problem with this much money being still on at the basketball we saw. Whereas yep. with Drew, we're a little uncomfortable and understand, especially for Portland in terms of how many more years are on that deal with what they're getting. But they just want to get back to a plan. Back to the point. I think Kyrie's earned it, and so you know, nobody's rooting for Dallas around here. But I have been in a weird way. We flipped. We used to criticize Kyrie left and right. I mean, it was something we did all over Sports Talk, and I think for good reason, fairly at a time. He has changed. There's no question about it. I love the leader he's become. I love how dependable he's become, both in the locker room and as a guy that you are speaking for your franchise. I think that's come through maturity, through experience, and yeah, Kyrie gets rewarded.
Yeah.
On a team that's going when he gets back, it's going to be pretty good. It's certainly going to be one of the better teams in the West.
I have absolutely no issue with it. I think it's a no-brainer. He's still a draw, and he's shown no signs of slowing down at all. He's never been a guy that relies on athleticism. He's a guy that relies on cheekiness with the ball, handling, shooting.
Ball handling.
Like that's what he is, and speed, and he's still like we'll see. I mean, we'll you know he may be compromised.
Slow down
a little
tick,
bit.
I would think.
But he's not Russell Westbrook in that way, like where I have to jump over you,
right?
You know, and that's the only way I can impact. And even Russ, to his credit, Russ has found ways in his latter years to still be effective. For I mean, the Nuggets took the Thunder to 7, and he had some games, you know, in that series. I love Russell Westbrook. I watched him put up a triple double here in Memphis when Jokic was out and hand the Grizzlies an L. I didn't think I'd see a Russell Westbrook triple-double in 2025, but I did. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Miracles happen every day. But this is not that. It's a no-brainer. It's a very interesting team. You know?
There is little margin for error in terms of the winning big right now just because of how injury-prone Anthony Davis is.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got Kyrie coming back off of a serious injury.
Yeah.
So it's not just guaranteed here because of those guys. But we mentioned you got so much depth with Gafford and Lively right now. PJ's still there for now. We
Najee
think
Marshall.
Maybe he's expended. Najee Marshall they like.
Yep.
There's a lot. There's bodies there.
You know?
For however long that level, he's going to give you the shooter that you need in the corner.
I mean, honestly, it's insane how getting the number one pick changes everything about the way that
team looks. It changed the outlook.
Like, they could be a top four team in the West next year. I mean, they really could. I mean, if Cooper Flagg comes in and can give you some scoring, you know. Well, we never saw it with AD and Kate and Kyrie. We just didn't. Like, I think AD got hurt in that first game.
First game.
And then Kyrie,
back, but
you know,
how long was he back before Kyrie went down?
I don't think much at all. So we never even saw that duo together. We'll see it this year, and now you're adding Cooper Flagg. I mean, it's kind of sickening how lucky they got ultimately. And the Lakers went out in five in the first round as the two seed. So Nico ended up kind of looking pretty, you know. Now, I did see a report yesterday that Luka is in the best shape of his life.
They showed him working out. Being around LeBron's going to do that to you.
He's not going to give you any choice.
Else,
yep.
If nothing else.
That's right.
Just while LeBron's there, you got to be on your P's and Q's.
Because you know LeBron's telling
him. Because you got this
old
man doing it. Right. Yep. And you got this old man. He's not, like you said, he's telling him.
Yeah.
But he's also doing it. And if he comes back in shape.
Right.
And you're out of shape again, that's still a storyline.
That's right.
So if he was ever going to get like this, it was going to happen right now while LeBron's still present.
Yep.
We'll see if he keeps it going, though.
Yeah.
Once LeBron's gone, or does he fall back into his old ways? Because then he's the king of L.A.
Because he was above reproach for the Mavs, right? Like, nobody was going to – I mean, I know they took the beer away from him at the you know, whatever that was, the Western Conference Finals. But by and large, there was nobody that was going to be able to tell Luka what to do in Dallas. Like, it was – you know, he kind of ran the town. And in L.A., like, you know, they expect to win. They expect to win championships. Going to the Western Conference Finals, going to the finals, ain't enough, you know? And so there's obviously, you know, more to do with his, you know, weight than he has shown. You know, if you look at his highlights when he came to the league, he was dunking on people. He was, like, shifty, you know? And now it's almost like he has an old man game.
I mean, he took old man game to the finals, took Dallas to the finals on old man game.
No, he did. It's an
and
elite
so
old man game.
If you get unbelievable, you know, much better in shape version of him, what he could do is, you know, it boggles the mind to think about.
Absolutely.
An in shape Luka.
Now, they still have more they need to do, though. Right?
Oh, a lot more. They got to get the rim protected. That's why they got torn up against Minnesota. They had nobody in there. Literally no one, because Mark Williams thing ended, the failed physical, back. You didn't get him. You knew you needed him.
Yep.
Or a guy like him.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's not even his thing, rim protection, but he was going to provide a body. They had no bodies.
Yeah. And so they're
going to have to give up something probably still to get something that's going to be impactful.
But people say the new ownership. We haven't really talked about the new ownership group, but people talk about the ownership group and you know, they think it's going to be like a whole new era over there in terms of like the things that they do now. They'll be run
because it's the Dodgers owner.
Yeah, and they'll spend
100%. That's what they do.
And the previous regime did not. Apparently, they didn't have that many people even working in the department.
Jeannie and them.
That's what they said.
When she's still getting to be the face.
Yeah.
And deciding, and then she gets the $10 billion. The family gets the $10 billion.
Yeah.
What it said, too, is that this guarantees that we're going to get a couple of expansion teams. What these teams are selling for, the $6 billion for Celtics and now $10 for the Lakers, it's like that this, because of the franchise valuations have only gone up, it's going to solidify teams now, expansion for, because back in the day, those fees, expansion fees and everything else, those owners and everything else, they'll have a tendency to, no, there's too much and there's a dilution, a dilution in terms of the money. But I don't know. I was listening to some podcast stuff that everybody seems pretty certain that this just guarantees what these teams are selling for.
Yep.
Now just guarantees that it's done. Seattle and Vegas.
Seattle and Vegas just makes so much sense. And then you would move the Grizzlies to the East.
I don't know about that.
Because you have an imbalance, right? You'd have an imbalance.
I don't know if it's going to be us or is it going to be Minnesota.
Move,
we've discussed
move
this.
Move two. You know, you move two. Memphis.
Or New Orleans.
Memphis and New Orleans. That's what I would do. and move them to the East. And man, that would change everything, wouldn't it? I mean, it really would. It's actually
Vegas and Seattle definitely have to be West. Yeah. So something's got to give. Yes,
it's pretty sickening how much better we would feel about the Grizzlies over the years if they had been in the East. How many All-Star games Mike Conley would have made if he was in the East? How many, you know, anything in the East? So hopefully that happens now and soon, because I do think you'd have to send the Grizz to the East. But yeah, who knows? Who knows how that's going to go? But busy day, as always, as we lead up to the NBA draft. All right, we talked a little bit about college basketball tournament expansion, the NCAA tournament expansion. Well, can I interest you in regular season expansion?
Yes.
According to CBS Sports' Matt Norlander, the number of college basketball games played in a season is set to go up. Matt Norlander said that beginning with the 2026-27 season, which will be not this one but the next one, teams will be able to play 32 games. That is up from 31. So that's one more game a year that you can play, and it is expected to pass beginning again with that 2026-27 season. And look, that's another home game a year, right? Now, if you're the Tigers, do you take advantage of that? You have to, right?
I would think so.
Now, if you're a Power Five team, you probably like would you like? I think it becomes an interesting question because if you're a Power Five team that says, I already have my league anyway, I'm cool with my league.
Let's play another bye game.
You know, so you could do a bye game, but it's like you're not going to schedule Memphis with that extra game probably.
I wouldn't think so.
You know, just
you
as an example,
it.
You know, yeah. Memphis is going to be trying to get, you know, an Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Arkansas, whatever, with that extra game, and they're going to be trying to say, you don't have to do it. It's not required. It's just, you know. I feel like those schools would just say that we're not going to use it unless
again, maybe you pick up somebody in the ACC, one of these ones these conferences got a little weaker and they can use
right
like Louisville needed you know
right.
could use you
yes
because they've dropped off in terms of good opportunities.
Yep. So we'll see exactly what kind of form it takes. I think Memphis will definitely want to do it because home revenue things like that. But I think Power Five teams are going to just say, by and large. Majority. There might be some exceptions. Hopefully there are some exceptions. But I think they're going to say, we don't need the revenue. We have the conference. We don't need the games for our resume. We're just going to stick at 31. But it is an interesting look that, you know, if you're Memphis, you're trying to spruce up that resume as much as humanly possible. Yeah. And so I do expect Memphis to be a team. You know, if you're outside the Power League, it's almost like a you have to do it. You just have to do it. Whether you're like one of the bye team, you know, I mean, maybe Memphis has to use a bye game, whatever the case may be, but it is going to happen in 2026-27. It feels like college basketball expanding its regular season, and then we obviously would expect the tournament to follow suit. So it just feels like that's the way this thing is going. More regular season games, more tournament teams, it's all coming to college basketball.
Sad note yesterday, and I saw the news that Joy Lee McNellis, one of the greats when it came to coaching women's basketball here at Memphis. One of the most successful coaches in Memphis women's basketball history died yesterday. She had been battling for years with lung cancer, was 63 years old, had been at Southern Miss, and the Southern Miss announced it. And they said, we'll forever cherish the life of Coach McNellis and all she gave to Southern Miss and her Lady Eagles. The official Southern Miss women's basketball account posted yesterday on X. Her story was an inspiration to countless people around the world. Her initial lung cancer diagnosis, I'm reading from Jason Munz's story over the commercial appeal, stage 4, came in 2017. She'd been battling for 8 years, returned in 2021, and then a couple of more times, 23, and then obviously back in 25. I remember Joy Lee McNellis as just a light everywhere that she went. She was always seemingly in a good mood when she talked to you.
Yeah.
And she had this just a way of making you feel more important than you were. My role then, I believe, was covering high school sports for the Commercial Appeal. And really surprisingly to me, she cared about who I thought was good in the city. Girls basketball players. She was doing her digging is what she was doing and just doing her due diligence. Wouldn't have mattered if it was me or, more importantly, whoever the preps writer was at the CA. She wanted to pick your mind. Sure, she had a job she was trying to do, which was cover the city, make sure she's getting all the city's top players. But she had a way that she would go about that that lifted you up.
Yeah.
And I think anybody that came into her presence would probably tell you a similar story in terms of how she made them feel. She was very good at that, very personable, guided Memphis to 4 women's NCAA tournament appearances, more than any other coach in program history. So when I tell you one of the most successful, you can make an argument she was the most successful. We've talked about that, you know, that drought that seemingly goes back now forever. And, yeah, man, when Joy Lee was here, they were making the tournament. She had Memphis as a real brand in women's college basketball. So was sad to get that news yesterday. And she had gone back to her alma mater, where she had spent 21 seasons. We were so really, I mean, you couldn't help but be happy for her, even as the, you know, a former rival of Southern Miss, having been here at Memphis, but being back at her alma mater for the 21 seasons she was there before she retired after the 24-25 season, you're still rooted for her down there.
Yep.
My point.
Yep.
And even when she called back up here to, you know, check her, hey, how's that Memphis basketball scene looking? You know, Joy Lee was the type you wanted to still help, even though she wasn't still coaching here in Memphis because of how she had treated you. Succeeded Mary Lou Johns over at Memphis, who's the program's all-time winningest coach, and was here at Memphis for 13 seasons from 1991 until 2004. So like I said, I'd gotten to the had freelance for the CA since 99, but got there full-time in 03. So got a good chance to know Joy Lee McNellis, just in terms of covering her her teams, her recruitment of Memphis. And, man, don't have anything but a kind word to say about her. Nothing but prayers for her family, the Southern Miss family that really was her family. Again, that Absolutely. Was her alma mater and had been there for over 2 decades. I know they're hurting down there in Hattiesburg. And she was, like I said, you know, somebody to lift up others, but a fighter, man.
Yep.
That's be a thing. She'd be lifting up others while she's fighting her own battle. Those are our strongest folks, man. Those are God's strongest soldiers. So I thank God for her, for the light that she was in the 63 years that she had on this earth. And I know that she'll be resting in heaven.
Well said. And I didn't know her. She was not, I think she is gone by the time I was kind of around here. Yeah. But, you know, I obviously am very happy that she at least got to, she was announced as the first member of the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame. And I think that was probably intentional, right? They probably wanted her to know that she was making it, that she was going to be inducted. That was on Monday, and obviously she passed on Tuesday. So, you know, obviously that situation had taken a turn for the worst, but hopeful that, you know, she knew that and she knew her impact that she made, you know, on the University of Memphis and on Memphis women's basketball. I mean, like you said, man, what, 4 battles with lung cancer in 7 years?
After getting diagnosed stage 4 from the get-go in 17.
I mean, that's a...
When you figure when you hear stage 4, it's pretty much over.
It's a really difficult...
Somebody on the outside looking in.
Absolutely. Really difficult thing to deal with. But you know, she was coaching last year, you know? She was coaching all the way through, and she clearly loved it. She clearly loved it, and she'll be missed, and certainly her legacy will live on in Memphis and at the University of Memphis as the first member of the class of 2025 at the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame. Rest in peace to Joy Lee McNellis. We'll come back, Jason and John, on Eternal FM.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
ESPN. Love Group at the Real Estate Agency is here for you. They'll run with you, help you make the most money for your home. If you're putting it on the market, they know how to do it. Look, there's no secret. It's a different real estate market than 2 years ago, than 3 years ago. It evolves. It always does, but they're always at the forefront of it. They know how to handle it. They know how to roll with the punches that inevitably come with the real estate market. So reach out to them. Hire them. Let them sell your home. You'll be happy you did, and you'll have a lot more money for doing it. Reach out. So to livelovememphis.com.
I've been through this one time, but with the right people. And what I was schooled on by Jennifer is one of the ways you avoid just being out there, right, having your home on the market forever, not being able to sell, is that you price it correctly from the get-go. Don't let some agent, some group, some realtor tell you they can get you this, 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 and this, and it's not real. They can't do it. That's why you end up having to decrease the price and everything else. Price it right from the get-go, you're not going to have that issue. 901-625-5200. You can be on your way. Jen is an expert. She's done it in every market, as John has said. Helped me. Helped our man Reggie here recently. Had the closing costs all covered for him. Sellers were super kind in that instance. Likely going to be the way it rocks with you when you've got Jennifer Carstensen leading the way. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, I'm Turner FM, ESPN. Obviously, it's draft day. The Grizzlies have a pick. They did not have a pick 3 weeks ago. They have one now in the first round at number 16 overall. It's impossible, again, to know who's going to be there. If they end up staying at 16, who's going to be there? Is Cedric Coward from Washington State / Duke going to be there? If he is, you know, that's an interesting look. You know, do they like somebody else? Do they like a, Thomas Sorber? You know, that's an interesting, selection there as well. But again, it just depends. Like, I worry if you're kind of, putting all your eggs in the Coward basket. He's the exact type of player that would get sniped, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the 3-and-D wing, those are what everybody wants.
Right.
It's who gets 4 or 5 picks, you know? It's who gets taken in the draft. Like, this is the way it goes. Harrington up at DailyMemphian.com has done a roundup of the mock drafts. So, ESPN, Cedric Coward, I am cool with you.
Yeah.
Cool with.
I'm back. He's not good. I'm gonna give you hell.
All right, Liam.
Because I defer to you.
Liam McNeely from the Athletic has the Grizzlies taking Liam McNeely. No. Now that may be a surprise to some people, as he is Caucasian and American. But I have to call balls and strikes on this show. He ain't it. He ain't it. 31% from three last year at UConn. Don't need it. Don't need it. Slow. He's big, 6'8", but he's not. He can't be an NBA wing.
Some believe he's just a bad shooting here. Then he can still shoot.
Not me.
You don't even with the stroke. It doesn't look good to you. Good, nice, natural white stroke.
I'm just not taking a spot up shooter at number 16. I mean, I'm just not doing it.
Understood.
No, it's a no for me. Liam McNeely's a no for me. Yahoo
Simone, bro.
Has the Grizzlies taken Igor Demin. Now I'm interested. Now, this kid, he's Russian. We're not going to hold that against him. He doesn't necessarily have to agree with Putin. All right? So let's just get that out there on the front end. Putin has territorial ambitions. We know that. He doesn't have to agree with that. Igor Demin has a chance. He's got the tools. He's big. He shoot the hell out of it. He played in a great system last year. Maybe that accentuated his the way he looked. I loved watching him play, though. I watched him play against Ole Miss. I watched him play in the NCAA tournament, obviously, throughout the Big 12 season. This kid can play. He can absolutely play. I'd be cool with that at 16. People would be, you know, skeptical of it because it's a 16th pick. But I love it. I think he fits. And then Bleacher Report and Take-A-Thon both have the Grizzlies taken Neek Clifford, the Colorado State guard.
Folks seem to be higher on him than Roddy, so I guess I need to stop saying Roddy's name. Not the same player. I mean, Neek's more athletic, right? I mean, Neek actually has some athleticism. Roddy had none.
Neek Clifford feels like a guy that would be good in, like, 2000. You know? Like the 6'6", 3 man who can shoot, relatively athletic. That'd be a great pick in 2000. But, like, you gotta be bigger than that now, you know? 6'6"? If you're 6'6", you got to have, like, a 7'4 wingspan, like Coward, in this day and age. I'm sorry. It just is what it is. And, yes, I am definitely scarred by the Roddy pick. Colorado State don't produce pros.
Right.
I mean, that's a problem for me. Shot 38% from three last year. Good enough. But, you know, he had a 28% year in there, you know, 2 years ago. He's, again, like, what's his wingspan? What's, you know, it all matters. And I'm, for that reason, I'm very lukewarm on Neek Clifford. And then GP and the Ringer have the Grizzlies taken Coward again. That's your round.
Who'd the Athletic have, according to him?
Liam McNeely.
Okay, that looks different right now. Well, as of this minute.
Well, so who is it, Vicini's?
It's been updated. Right?
Yeah, so it must have been updated then.
Now, I'm interested in what you think of this one. Danny Wolf.
Wow.
6'11 big out of Michigan, and we will be white across that front line.
Yeah. So
again, not that that's going to, you know, make any hill of beans difference, but Danny Wolf.
Yep.
Big white player from Michigan.
Yeah, he is. So Danny Wolf is
13, 10, and 3.6 per game. Yes. I was just looking for the drop. Because, again, there's
now it's
a resurgence.
Israel,
is he?
Right.
Are we American here? Are we Canadian?
Israel.
Oh shoot!
You know he's American.
Born here,
but he is Israeli.
American born though. The story is about American born.
Yes, but he plays for Israel's under. You know, he played for their under 20 national team. Again,
and what's the classification of the Bulls guy that grew up in America?
Zealous, but, yeah, I think he's American. I think,
but Danny's not. American white player.
All right,
does Bouzelis count?
Let's see. Bouzelis.
We've said it. Born here. You told me. Grew up in Chicago?
Yeah,
yes.
He was born in Chicago.
And so we classified him as American, right?
Mm-hmm.
American white player that was written off.
I don't think did he play for another country?
Well, I think you're using that.
He did.
Once you do that, we're saying you're no longer American white player.
Yeah, he played for Lithuania. Okay. So
I guess that does. It takes you out of the running.
I mean,
so it's not part of the resurgence.
Bouzelis, bro. Like, I mean, that's not really like
Wolf is not part of the resurgence.
I mean, again, it just depends on who you ask, man.
Anyway, do you like him in terms of?
He's not a big. He's a guard. That's the truth. He's 7 foot, but he's a guard. I'm telling you, that is how Michigan used him. You ain't get. That's not a center.
How's he gonna be used in the league? 6'11" big is what it says.
I'm telling you, if you draft him to be a big, he will be a disaster.
He's a big 3-point shooter.
He is a four man at best. He's huge. He had turnover problems in Michigan. I don't.
Okay.
It's a no for me.
They've updated this then.
I don't understand that.
I'm assuming with Intel.
He does. It definitely feels like an intelligence pick, right? Like they know something. Because who would.
Yeah, this was updated at some point.
Do you know
today.
Who it was?
That updated?
Yeah.
I mean, it's Vicini. This is Vicini. All Vicini on these, so I'm assuming he updated it. And the most recently it was updated was this morning. So I guess this change was made this morning. I just didn't notice that they had gotten off. You mentioned McNeely is who Harrington had the athletic with as of yesterday.
Yeah, I'm not.
So it's been updated this morning.
I'm not a fan of Wolf.
I don't feel like I am either. Especially not off this picture.
So I'm not going to judge the outward appearance, although he's definitely not what I would say is a good looking man. That's not what you could be.
I'm just saying, is he catching a lob from Ja? I don't see it on his face.
Right.
Angrily.
That's right. You could be a hideous person if you're 3-and-D, right?
Yeah. It's not about, again, the look as much as it is.
But you've looked at him and you've decided that you don't want him.
Look at this pick against him going against the Oregon guy, bro. There's some indecision there.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what he wants to do with it.
I don't know how to explain it. I can't put my finger on it.
Because you're telling me he's a big old guard. He doesn't know what he is. How am I going to take on this other big that I'm matched up against when I'm a guard? That's what I'm seeing in his face.
You won't believe this because he's 7 foot tall. He was Michigan's point guard last year.
No more projects, man.
He was their point guard.
He averaged 10 rebounds.
He was their primary ball handler last year. I promise you.
A walking Jokic then, let you tell it.
Yes, but not. I mean, that's
four man's version.
He averaged 4 assists a game. I mean, that dude was their point guard.
Yeah, 3 points.
I mean, McDaniel was doing.
But did 3.5 turnovers per game come with it? Because it says there were huge turnover issues.
Yes, that was the problem. It's like he was their point guard, but he wasn't good as that. But he had to have the ball in his hands. He was a mismatch in college. He will not be that in the NBA.
I'm not touched. I just thought it was newsworthy that it's been updated.
No, it absolutely is. It absolutely
that
is.
The athletic has changed.
I don't think I've seen it. I don't think I've seen him go that high.
16
in any other mock draft. So,
it'll be tomorrow. It'll be why did Zach Kleiman reach on Danny Wolf if he's selected at 16? That's what we'll be hearing. We heard some of that on Edie last year.
I mean, I get it because you're going to sit here and you're going to say, 10? Well, he shot 50% from the floor. He is 13-10 and then had 4 assists a game, but he could do a lot of different things.
What I would ask you is, can you trade down, get off Conchar's money so we've got the money for Jaren and still get Danny Wolf?
Yeah.
I would hope so.
Yep.
Based on what you're telling me, you haven't seen him this high on anything.
I have not.
So let's move down and get Danny Wolf if that's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
And kill two birds if you got to get Danny Wolf. But
exactly.
Otherwise, why would you take him at 16?
I mean, I could see, he's the kind of player, again, like he can handle the ball. He's big. Like you could see a GM falling in love with that, right? Like it's really not. But then you're just like, man, he shot 59% from the free throw line. He had turnover issues. Like, 59%. I'm telling you, he's a big bro. He is a big.
You said he's a guard.
Well, he's a big guard, but he was like he's not supposed to be a guard. Like
he's supposed to
be a big, but it's like they only could use his versatility in that way.
I can see the confusion in his face.
We're confused about what he is, so I would just pass. If I can't watch you for 2 minutes and tell you what position you play, I don't need you. Like it needs to be obvious to me. Are you a point guard? Are you a shooting guard? Are you a three? Are you a four? Are you a five? And with him, it's like an amoeba. It's like it could be anything. I don't have time. I don't have time to figure that out if I'm the Grizzlies.
And I'm getting no rim protection.
I'm getting no rim protection.
Then there's nothing to see.
He blocked 1.4 shots a game last year, but that's because he was guarding, smaller players, right? I mean, he was used as a guard last year. You know, that's the way it went. So, but there were highlights. I mean, there were moments where you're like, damn, he was the best player on the floor. And then there are moments like, ugh. Man, you turn the ball over 12 times a game. Like, you shouldn't be having the ball in your hands as much as you do. So, very interesting that he got – it's a weird fit to me. I don't really understand it for the Grizz, but
– no, thank you, Vecini.
I'm a little worried somebody's saying something. Mm-hmm. Could be a smokescreen.
Again, Ned, this was updated this morning, so he did change it.
I think I like it slightly better than Liam McNeely because I do think there's some versatility there, but I don't like either of them. So, yeah, hopefully that – is Coward off the board in this mock, by the way?
Maybe it was as much that as you said McNeely was the pick.
Does he have Coward going before 16 in this one?
I thought I saw it at 15, yeah.
Okay, well, that would make
– Yeah, they got Coward going to Oklahoma City. All right.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.